Welcome to episode 1406 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. We are continuing our deep dive into these 10 guidelines. And today we pivot to guideline number 8, captured in Exodus 20 verse 15.
You shall not steal.
Stealing is not a small or isolated issue. It's a persistent global problem that shows up in many forms, from everyday theft to large-scale economic crime. The scale can feel abstract, but when you look at the data, the impact is substantial. In the U.S., theft is one of the most common categories of crime. This includes larceny, nonviolent stealing. This is the most frequently reported property crime. Shoplifting and retail theft, costing retailers tens of billions of dollars annually. Package theft, porch piracy, affecting millions of households each year. Auto theft and break-ins, which have surged in certain regions in recent years. Around the world, theft is even broader in scope. Petty theft and pickpocketing are common in densely populated urban areas and tourist hubs. Cargo theft disrupts global supply chains, costing billions annually. Organized retail crime operates across borders. Cyber theft, which includes fraud, identity theft, and financial scams, has become one of the fastest-growing forms of stealing worldwide. In many countries, theft is underreported, so the real scale is likely much higher than official numbers suggest. These are all violations of the Eighth Commandment, certainly, but they are not the whole story. The commandment is about something far deeper than the taking of physical items. Stealing, at its core, is a violation of trust. It is the disruption of the community bonds that allow people to live together safely. It is the assertion that what belongs to another rightfully belongs to you. But more than that, stealing is a violation of something sacred. It is a violation of God's order. Because ultimately, nothing belongs to us. Everything belongs to God. And when we steal, we are claiming ownership of what is God's. We are claiming the right to take what we have no right to take. Listen to David in Psalm 24, verse 1.
The earth is the Lord's, and everything in it, the world, and all who live in it.
Everything belongs to God. Everything. You and I do not own our possessions. We are stewards. Whatever we have has been entrusted to us. Ultimately, whatever we have belongs to God. When you steal, you are not just taking from another person. You are violating God's order. You are asserting that you have a right to what you do not own. You are breaking the sacred trust that God has placed in creation. At its heart, theft is a violation of trust. Consider what happens when someone steals from you. Yes, you lose the physical item, but you lose something deeper. You lose the sense of security. You lose the ability to trust. You begin to wonder, what else might be taken? Who can I trust? Am I safe? Theft does not merely take possessions. It corrodes trust. It breeds fear, hardens suspicion, and fractures the quiet confidence that allows people to live openly with one another. It creates a world where nothing can be left unguarded, where neighbors are viewed with caution rather than care, and where vigilance replaces peace. It constructs a society built on locks, guards, alarms, and defenses. Not because we desire them, but because we no longer feel safe without them. Communities built on trust are communities where people can leave their doors unlocked, where they can lend to each other, where they can work together, where they can flourish. Communities where theft is common are communities fractured by suspicion, where people isolate themselves, where people build walls, where the bonds that hold society together are broken. This is why the Eighth Commandment is so important. This commandment protects the trust that makes community possible. When you commit theft, you are not simply taking an object. You are fracturing the trust of your community. You are making it harder for everyone. You are contributing to the breakdown of the bonds that hold us together. Imagine a community where everyone took what they wanted, where you could not be sure that what you built would still be yours, where you could not trust your neighbors, where you had to constantly defend what is yours. Such a community cannot flourish, cannot function. Such a community becomes a war of all against all. But imagine a community where theft is rare, where people trust each other, where they can leave things unguarded because they know they will be safe, where they can share, where they can depend on each other. Such a community can flourish. Such a community can build. Such a community can create something beautiful together. The eighth commandment protects the second kind of community. The commandment says, "Do not steal. Respect what belongs to others. Maintain the trust that makes community possible." When people keep this commandment, communities become places where people can flourish, where they can depend on each other, where they can build together, where trust is the foundation. But there is something deeper still. The eighth commandment is rooted in a fundamental theological truth. God owns everything. Psalm 24 is clear. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it. What does this mean? It means that you do not ultimately own what you possess. You are a steward. You are entrusted with it. But it belongs to God. This changes everything. If God owns everything, then stealing is not primarily about taking from another person. Stealing is about violating God's trust. Stealing is about claiming ownership of what you have no right to claim. When you steal, you are saying, "This is mine. I have the right to it. I do not care that God has entrusted it to another. I am taking it." This is not just a violation of human law. This is a violation of God's order. This is an assertion of ownership that does not belong to you. What lies behind theft? What moves a person to steal? Often, it is entitlement. It is the belief that you deserve something that is not rightly yours. It is the conviction that you have a right to take what belongs to another. Entitlement says, "I need this, therefore I should have it. If I cannot get it fairly, I will take it unfairly." Entitlement also says, "I want this. I deserve it. It is unfair that I do not have it." Entitlement is the opposite of the perspective called for by the eighth commandment. This guideline for abundant living calls for the recognition that what you have is entrusted to you, not owed to you. What you possess is a gift, not a right. When you understand that everything belongs to God, when you understand that you are a steward, entitlement loses its power. You recognize that you do not deserve anything. Everything you have is a gift. Everything should be received with gratitude. And if you have received much, you have received much that you did not earn, that you did not deserve. You have received undeserved blessing. The appropriate response is not to hoard it. The appropriate response is gratitude and generosity. The eighth commandment is part of the covenant God made with Israel, part of the covenant he makes with us. The commandment is rooted in covenant relationship. In a covenant community, people commit themselves to each other. They commit to mutual protection. They commit to trust. When someone steals, they violate this covenant. They betray the community that trusted them. They break the bonds that hold the community together. This is why the Old Testament law about theft was not merely about punishment. The law was about restoration. If you stole something, you had to repay it, often with interest. You had to restore what was broken. You had to make things right. This is the covenant way. It is not simply, "You did wrong, now you are punished." It is, "You did wrong, now you must repair it. You must restore what was broken. This is necessary for you to return to covenant community." The eighth commandment forbids theft. But it is about far more than preventing robbery or shoplifting. The commandment is about protecting trust. The commandment is about protecting the bonds that hold communities together. It is about recognizing that everything belongs to God, and that we are stewards, not owners. When we keep this commandment, when we refuse to steal, when we respect what belongs to others, we are protecting something sacred. We are protecting the possibility of community. We are protecting the trust that allows people to flourish together. And we are honoring God's ownership. We are acknowledging that ultimately, nothing is ours. Everything is God's. We are merely trustees, responsible for what has been entrusted to us. Father, help us understand that everything belongs to you. Help us see ourselves as stewards, not owners. Help us recognize the entitlement that moves us toward theft. Help us respect what belongs to others and to you. Help us maintain the trust that makes community possible. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.